I would like to discuss tonight dinim that negate to the Seder. The big issue is shiurim. Now, we'll start with that, and if we have time, then maybe we'll go back to other dinim that negate to the Seder. The siman in Shulchan Aruch that discusses the shear of a kezayis, which or a revius. The siman is tough pei vav. In Hilchos Pesach, siman tough pei vav. Over here, the Mechaber describes to us what the shear of a kezayis is. The Beis Yosef brings the Machlokes Rishonim if a kezayis is a half a kebetza or a third of a kebetza. Is a kezayis a half of an egg or a third of an egg? Almost all the Rishonim hold that a kezayis is a half an egg. The Rambam holds that it's a third. The Mechaber, which usually goes with the sheet of the Rambam, over here he writes, Shir kezayis, yesh oimrim dehevi kechetzi beitza. That's entire Mechaber for this simen. Yesh oimrim dehevi kechetzi beitza. He does not bring down the sheet of the Rambam, he brings down the sheet of the other Rishonim as a yesh oimrim. Why? He wanted to be seisim like the other Rishonim, but he wanted to paskin like the other Rishonim, since it's most Rishonim, but he didn't want to be seisim against the Rambam, so therefore he brought it down as a yesh oimrim, that it is a half a beitza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Charav, Chazinish, many of the Achreinim are machriya halacha lemaisa, that when it comes to a mitzvah d'oiraisa, we're machmir and we go with the shear of a half a beitza. By mitzvah d'rabanan, there's room to be makel to the shear of a third of a beitza for a kezayis. That's the achra of many Achreinim. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Aleph speaks out, how do you measure? So how do we measure a half a beitza, a third beitza? How do we measure that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shemeshayrim chetzi beitza im klipasa. When Meshayr, we estimate it with its shell. And Moshe also in Tshuva writes this in the same way, that Balach al-Maisa, we're going to measure it with its shell. There are other achreinim that learned that you measure without the shell, such as the Neid B'Yehuda, the B'Yar Gra, and the Rav Chaim Noah. But the Achra, the Maisa, the Shabur, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is that we go with the Klipa, we're going to measure with the Klipa. Now the question is, measuring a half egg, or a third of an egg, with its shell, are we talking about the weight, or the volume, the space, the volume? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Aleph, says in Simitav Pei Vav, Sifkat and Aleph, after he writes, Olin Yedina b'mitzvah deraisa, kegoyim b'mitzvah z'aseh, d'achil z'matzi yesh la'ach, m'locho ha'kopan k'chatzi beitza. He says, on the bottom line of the first column, L'ani yizdaiti nira denochen l'chatchila sheyachol kebeitza pas, l'chatchila a person she'id kebeitza pas, di ilavach yesh chashash brach levatol ala brach shebech. Fine. Then he says, I'm sorry, it's the third line in the second column, if someone has mishmur here, says, va'ata nachzul inyaneinu, da, the mashikos of mechabe kezayis kechetzi beitza, when the mechabe says that the shear of a kezayis is like a half a beitza, la milsa psikta hi bezmaninu. There's no set shear nowadays. And he goes on to explain us why, that's what we're going to discuss now. Because there are a few issues over here. When measuring this, how do we measure? So one issue is like what we mentioned now, are we talking about the weight or the volume? The weight is going to come out more, if we can go by the weight, it's going to come out more than what will come out according to the volume. There are groups of Sfaradim which are noig, that's measured according to the weight, which, if you're going to be working with the weight, so in the world of Rav Aram Chaim Noah, it's going to come out to around 27 gram, which if you're talking about a machine matzah, a kezayis will be berach the whole matzah. Average machine matzah is the weight of 30 gram. So a kezayis, according to that, will be about one machine matzah, which means if you have to eat two kezesef, it will be about two matzahs. That's if you're going with the weight, as opposed to what? A hand matzah is bigger than that. But we'll discuss hand matzah soon. But it's easier. The hand matzah is very hard to start off with discussing, because hand matzahs come in all different sizes and thicknesses and that. So therefore, I mean, try to first give a picture of what it is in a machine matzah, and then we'll at the end, Blinad, we'll get back to what it is in a hand matzah. Okay. So now but those that are noig like the Ramah, are noig to measure by the volume, not by the weight. Therefore, if you again go to picture a machine matzah, so it will come out to around, the volume comes out to around to 22 gram, which is that will be a full beitzah. Full beitzah is 22 gram, which means that according to the mechaber, that's a half a beitzah. So it's half of 22 gram, which is mamash like, which is half is around 11 gram, which we said of matzah is 30 grams. So it's like about a half, between a quarter and a half of a machine matzah. So there's a big difference between if you're going with the mishkal, you're going with the nefach, you're going with the weight or with the volume, okay, so that's one issue. Then we have a second issue over here, and then we'll sum it up at the end. We have a second issue over here, which is what the Ramah discusses over here, that if there's, the Ramah says, Hagah, v'yechlenu v'yachad v'leim atzmat. You should eat the shekazais together, or be rokos, and when it comes to vegetables, let's say by chazeres, or Rabbi Mara, tzarech lema'ech chalal ha'avish shebein hayerek, the space between the vegetables, you need to be mema'ech to squeeze it so that there's no space between them. Ulishayer shira kezayis b'irokis atzman v'loy ba'avish shebein nehen. I mean, if you have a pile of irokis here, we don't measure it feel the way it's sitting one on top of each other. You have to press it down without the space between them. So over here we're talking about, we have leaves. Let's say leaves. You have leaves, and between the leaves, there's space between the food itself. There's space. So comes along the Magen Avraham and he says, "Hu adin, the same thing will be when you're dealing with matzah. There are space in the matzah. There are bubbles. There are little, you look at it, especially in machine matzah, there's a lot of little bubbles. Or even here matzah, there are bubbles, not big bubbles, even small bubbles. So the Magram says, the same din will be true, that we're not mistarif, the air pockets, the air spaces, they're not mistarif. Now, the question between the Paiskim is, what exactly is the Magram referring to? What kind of things with airspace. What are we talking about over here? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, it was very machmir over here. He held that for the sheer matzah, if you would want to figure out the sheer matzah on your own, you would have to take matzah, grind it, and mamish as fine as you can. Grind it as fine as you can, and then measure the sheer. when we're establishing the shiurim, it's all based on those that worked at the shiur, that they took matzah, they ground it as far as they can, and then they measured the shiur, and then they told you what the shiur is. Yeah.
No, wait.
We're going with nefach now. And even weight. Weight won't make a difference, you're right, but we're going with Ramah, that we go by volume. Right? That was a good question. The answer is that because we're going in the Shita of the Ramah, that we're not right. However, the Mashmais and the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tav Pei Vav Sif Katan Gimel and the Shaar Tzion Oy Zayin, and this is the way that Achreinim learn off the Mishnah Berurah, is not like this. That you can have even a sponge cake and you don't need to squeeze it down. We do count the air spaces in between and middle, but only those which are there naturally. Meaning, avada the Mishmur agrees to the Ramah that if you have leaves and the space between the leaves, we're not going to count that airspace. But within the food itself, within the matzah, within the cake or whatever you're measuring, we would count the airspaces. However, again, the question still, if you have a big airspace, you have a big bubble on the matzah, so then are we going to count that whole space or not? Probably not. So what it means is, if you have a normal machine matzah or hand matzah, where naturally there are little bubbles, that according to the Mishmur, we do count. So this is this. So far we mentioned one issue. If we go with Mishkal or Nefach, we said according to the Ramah, we go with Nefach, we go with volume. We mentioned another issue now about if we are going with the volume, how do we measure it? Do we measure the air bubbles or not? The third issue that comes up is this tzlach, the famous tzlach. Then the sugya of in Avri Pesachim, Daf Kufta Zayin on base, the Gemara describes to us the share of revias, right? When it comes to liquid, we give shiurim based on a quarter of a lug. A revias is a quarter of a lug. And over there, the Gemara describes us the share based on beitzim. It tells us it's like an egg and a half. That's on Daf Kufta Zayin on this. On Daf Kuftes Amid Alf, the Gemara gives us the share based on measurements of fingers. If you put your fingers, or there was a kli, which was the measurement of 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 2.7 fingers, which would equal to a 11.5 cubit finger width, which bekitzer, what comes out is the tzlach had an obvious question over here, that there's a stira between the two gemaras. The both gemaras are coming to give us the share of revias, and they do not equal each other. They do not equal each other. The tzlach was the Noid Behuda, the dogma of Vava, and the tzlach, so this is the tzlach's question. So the tzlach had to, what happened was, what came out according to the tzlach's cheshbon was, that we have to say either that our fingers are bigger than what the size of their fingers, or we have to say that our eggs are smaller than their eggs. So we have a choice in which direction to go. The tzlach says, pasha, that from my separations and onwards, things are getting smaller or shrinking, only getting smaller with the further we move away from my separations. And therefore, he said, you have to say that the eggs are getting smaller. So if the eggs are getting smaller and our fingers are the same, or maybe also smaller, but at least if we'll assume it's the same, so then what we're going to have to do is double. So what he did was he doubled the share of a, or it really, it even according to the tzlach, it doesn't really come out double. It comes out like around 1.5 times, but the tzlach doubled the share of the beitzamin. So when we're going to measure in our eggs, we always have to, according to the tzlach, double the share of what we're going to come out to know what a kezayis is. Now the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva, and also in the Sefer Maaser Rav, it's mashma that the Gra was also noig to be machmer. The Tshuva is in Kuf Chav Zayin, the Maaser Rav is in Ois Ayin Dal and Kuf Hei, where it's mashma over there also that the Goyin held to be machmer. Rav Chaim Vlozhin also brings out from the Goyin that is machmer. Rav Avram Chaim Noh, like the Neid Yehudi, yeah. The Rav Avram Chaim Noh was he wrote a sefer. He was a rav here in Yerushalayim. He wrote a sefer called Ketzayis HaShulchan on many parts of Arachayim. And he has a whole sefer on Midas Vishurim, on the different measurements. And even though a lot of these machlekesim are earlier machlekesim, but in the modern day world, it's always referred to as the Chaznish and Rav Chaim Noh. So Rav Chaim Noh over there writes many letters to the Chaznish back and forth. And he did a lot of research with the archaeologist. And he claimed that this assumption is not a correct assumption. If you ever go up to Sfas or a different place where they have caves, you have to bend down to get into them, right? So this doesn't make sense. If they were bigger than us, they would build it in a way that you might have to bend over to get in. So Elamai, we're bigger than they are. So our he says our fingers are bigger, not the eggs, not that the eggs shrunk, but our fingers grew bigger. So okay, Baal Kapanim, he goes back and forth with Chaznish to the point where Chaznish wrote to him in a letter, Libi Oimer, that this is my feeling, and he writes back that until now I was able to argue with you. You bring me rayas, I could be deicha the rayas, I can answer the right. If you write Libi Oimer, there's not that much I could go against Libi Oimer. But Al Kapanim, so you can take a look over there in his sefer. He has the different now the emes is there's a third idea over here, just to confuse things even more. That if you take a look at the Gemara says the Shias Kizayas, right? The Shias Kizayas. And so if we're in the Gemara, then the Zman Chazal, it was Zman Shekizayas. You went outside, you wanted to know what the Shia was. You go outside, you go to the olive tree, and look at an olive that's on the tree, right? And it's mashma from the Balei HaTosfos, that that when they wanted to figure out what a kezayis is, they gave the shurim in a kechatzi beitza, because it's very possible to say, and it makes sense, that where they lived there weren't olive trees, and therefore they had to give it the shear in something else. But could be the shear kezayis is based on what you see, and it's possible to say there are those that want to say that from the fact that the Torah gave us the shear, the halacha mashuv Sinai is kezayis, obviously the Ribono Shel Olam knew that the zeisim are going to get smaller or bigger or whatever you want to say, right? So part of his giving the shear kezayis was that in each generation, go ahead and see what the kezayis of your generation is. There's such a possibility to say that, which we may use this mahalach for someone who's a chayil who can't eat that much matzah, to at least eat the size of an olive that you see on your tree. But, okay, so this is all just the different background. You have the Bir Halacha and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph and Hilchas Kiddush, where he comes out that when it's a Din Deiraisa, a person should be Machmir like the Tzlach. That by Deiraisa to be Choshish for the Tzlach, by Drabanan you do not need to be Choshish for the Tzlach. By Bracha Achreina, by Bracha Chayner also comes up if someone ate the smaller shear, if we say that you make a Bracha Chayner or not, comes up in different areas.
According to the Tzlach, the numbers that Rebbe gave in the beginning of the year would be doubled?
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen now. According to the Tzlach, right. Now, the Rambam Pirsh Mishnayis, what's interesting is the Rambam Pirsh Mishnayis, I think we're going a little off now, but we'll try to get back very soon. The Rambam Pirsh Mishnayis, Amasecht Idiyas, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, over there he tells us that the weight of a revius of water is 27 dram, which was a coin that they had in the earlier days in the Arab countries, was a coin. Which Rav Avraham Chaim Noah did research, in his safe over there, he did research of what this coin is, and he says, you see, from that says that you could make an assumption that from the Rambam's days to our days, things didn't really change that much, and the dram is the weight of 3.2 gram, which revius would be close to 86. This is what Rav Avraham Chaim Noah comes out halacha lemaisa, based on these different cheshbonos, that the shear of a revius is 86 cc, which if you want to remember that, it's the gematria of kois, chav vav saf is 86, and based on Rav Avraham Chaim's cheshbon, Rav Avraham Chaim's Noah's cheshbon of a revius, a beitza will be 57.6, which is 2.86 fluid ounces. Meaning that what he comes at is that so Rav Avraham Chaim Noah comes out that a revius is 86 cc, which which I'll explain to you how much is in ounces in a moment. It's around 2.86 ounces. Let's call it 2.8 ounces. 2.8, a little more than 2.8, 2.9 ounces. That's the share of Revi'ez according to Rav Chaim. No. There's a kuntres that someone put out recently, which he, I forgot to bring in his diagrams, but he proves that he did research on what the dram is, and it's even less than what Rav Chaim Noah says. He comes out at 75 cc, so therefore it's like around 2.5 ounces, which happens to be the shear that the Satmar Rav used to say that Revi'ez is 2.5 ounces. Hakabana Lamaskana, what we have so far is, I know we started off with a kibetza and we went off into Revi'ez, but I just want to sum up. These are the different nidoinim that the Achrenim are dealing with when they're discussing the different measurements, and these are the different shittas that we'll see that for the Raisa. So we're more machmer for the Rabbanim, we're less machmer. But Rav Aram Chaim Noah comes out that a Revi'ez will be 2.9. This other shear, for someone that needs it, it will be a little less, 2.5 ounces. The Chazanish was bothered with the stirah that the Slach has. Therefore, he took on like the Slach, but not completely like the Slach. And he came out that the shear of a Revi'ez is 150, which is the gematria of Kois Hagun, 150 cc. Which is around 5 ounces. 5 ounces. So it comes out that according to the Chazanish, it's 5 ounces. The stipler in his Sefer Shiur Shel Torah discusses why there's no Raya from the Rambam v'chulu. But Akopanim, these are the different shittas when it comes to a Revi'ez. Rav Moshe had another Mahalach in Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, and also the way his son Reb David brings it down in the Kol Doidi Haggadah. Reb Moshe had another mahalach that because of the steer in the Gemara is not to double it, but we're going to go busted. We're going to leave the two measurements different, and for a deraisa we're going to go busted the measurement of fingers, which he came out to that's around 4.9, and for mitzvahs derabbanan we can go busted the measurement of beitzim, which Reb Moshe came out that it's. Around 3 ounces, or 3 and a mashu, which is going to leave us with the Chazanish shear that's around 5 ounces, a Revi'ez. Rav Aram Chaim Noah's shita is that it's 2.8 or 2.9, and Rav Moshe is 3 and a mashu. And then there's another shita, if you want a fourth shita, which is even less, which is around 2.5. Okay. Now, the minig in Yerushalayim, as Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down in a letter, Rav Tzvi Pesach brings down, and also Rav Shlomo Zalman brought down Halach Shleima, and also the Mishabruz Mashma, that the minig Ha'olam, minig Yerushalayim, the minig Ha'olam, the Mishabruz Mashma, the minig Ha'olam was like the smallest share, not like the Tzlach, not like that. Meaning, so therefore, Mistam in America, the Shurim in general went with Rav Moshe Shurim. But Rav Moshe, again, had that extra chumrah when it came to a kezayis, where measuring a kezayis to grind it down to the flour, so therefore he came out with a bigger kezayis. So let's work that out.
He also used a bigger Revi'ez as well.
A little big, because that's how he measured the beitzim, right? Right,
so but double,
not double, but the raisa.
Even for the Rabbanim, his share is bigger than
why? Rav Aram Chaim is 2.9, he's 3.
That's not much bigger. Well,
one little, right. Yeah.
Arbakais, you have to use much bigger share?
For Arbakais, Pashas Arbakais is the Rabbanan. Arbakais is the Rabbanan. Therefore, for Halacha L'maisa, for Arbakais, therefore, halacha l'maaseh for arba kaisais, it's enough. Like this, let's work this out now. Let's work it out clear. Let's now put things down. If you take a look at Siman Tav Ayin Beis, there's two issues over there. There's the shear of the kais, how big your kais needs to be, and then there's how much I need to drink. And then there's the third issue: within how much time do I need to drink it? So let's deal with each one. how big does my kais need to be? The share of a revius. So according to Rav Moshe, it's 3 ounces or a little more than 3 ounces. According to Rav Chaim, no, it's 2.9 ounces. Okay? And that was accepted minik, either like Rav Chaim, no, or like Rav Moshe, so you get a, so your kais is the size of, it could be bigger, but the minimum share should be, it should be able to hold 3 ounces, let's say.
How much is that
NCC? Rags is usually like Rav Moshe, which is around 3 ounces.
How much is that NCC?
That's 86. 86, and according to Rav Moshe, a little more, let's say 90. So we have, that's how big the kais should be. How much do I need to drink? So here we have 4 shitas. By Kiddush on Shabbos and other kaishes show bracha, Kiddush, Havdalah, Berachas Hamazon, over there there's 2 shitas. One sheet is that you should drink a revius of yayin, or the second sheet is you should drink roiv revius. So either it's a revius or roiv revius. Over here, by dalek kaishes, since there's a din to have dalek kaishes, the halacha that each person should drink Dalit Kaisais. So over here, there's another 2 sheets, which the Mechaber brings down as the Yesh Aymim. Yesh Aymim, that you should drink the whole Kais, even if it's a Kais Gadlim, if it's a big Kais. Even if it's a big Kais, which holds many Revias. Or a second sheet that says Raif Kais. So we have the full Kais, Raif Kais, and then we have the share of Revias and Raif Revias. So what's the halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa, it's enough if a person drinks roiv revius. That's halacha l'maisa, it's enough if a person drinks roiv revius. And if he could, to try to drink a full revius. However, the Mishabur brings down that in order to chaperayin the other sheet is, you should try to get a small kais. A person knows he can't drink a lot. Get a small kais, and then you'll be able to also get in one of the first sheetahs that either you'll be drinking most of the kais or the full kais.
He's going to answer for the sheetahs of kais. You should dab and fill up the kais, or that which you filled up, you'll be drinking the
night. Why?
You have to dab and fill up the whole kais, or let's say you filled up 6 ounces, that means the whole kais. You should dab and fill it up.
Wait, another halacha, you're supposed to fill up the kais. Every kais shabracha needs a kais smaller.
Right. Yeah. Name the sheetah holds between the whole kais. What's the shear of how kais is the biggest to be? I got a shot glass.
A minimum has to be a revius. Yeah, and just drink the whole kais. So therefore, the Mishmur says the best thing is try to get a small kais so you can get in at least rife kais or full kais.
Do you need all the dinim of kosher bracha?
Do you need the ones which are ma'akev, yeah, and the ones which are not ma'akev, not, right? That's in Hilchos Brachas. There's machlekes, which ones are ma'akev and which ones are not. But those which are, yeah, and then those, yeah, you should have.
Does putting your finger on the wine?
No, the only what makes something pogum is drinking from it. There is a rash, but it's mashma touching. It wouldn't make it a pogum, but the halacha lemaisa only drinking from it makes it pogum.
When you add more, that makes it not pogum anymore, right?
So you don't need
after
to.
You top out, once you pour it, even the rash will be fine.
Could be. Right. Oh, his finger? Pour out? There are other reasons why people used to pour it, but okay. Yeah, it could be. After this reason? That's the Rajma. Now, halacha is brought down only drinking from it.
Did you wash the kosa out between kosa?
If you drank from it, other drinks. If you only drank from it, the wine from the first kosa, and then you want to use it for the second kosa, you do not need to wash that in between. But let's say during Shulchan Aruch, you drank from it some other drinks, then before benching, you should wash it out. One of the third dvarim of kosher bracha is shtifa v'adocha. You should wash out the kosher.
Other drinks as non kosher bracha or
a pee kabbalah. It's very important. Yeah.
You would drink wine in the middle of the city. You would have to wash up.
Probably not, but you should.
Why would you?
No. We're talking about dinim of kosher bracha.
So why would you not have to wash it out?
Because it was used for wine.
Why does it matter what drink it
was?
I don't know.
Either a hitter or
not
even
hitter.
Fine.
Can you use plastic cups?
Can you use plastic? You could always use plastic cups. Even according to Ramesh. Fine.
Is it a hitter to run it out or not really?
Yeah, there definitely is. It's always a hitter. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, by the first and second kais, and you didn't drink any? No.
Just wine. Don't have even.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. So what are we saying? What are we saying again? You're healthy.
So my kais.
Okay, that's the size of the kais, how much to drink, and within how much time. So here we have machlokes. One shita holds b'chdei achilas pras, that you should drink whatever you drink in the roiv revius, let's call it. The roiv revius you should drink b'chdei achilas pras. How much is b'chdei achilas pras? B'chatchila, between 3 to 4 minutes. But d'yaved, you have up to probably 9 minutes or 6 minutes or 9 minutes, different shitas. But l'chatchila is between 3 and 4 minutes. However, to be even more l'chatchila, there's a second shita that holds that it's b'chdei shtias revius, the time that it takes to drink a revius, which is either to drink the roiv revius in one shot or in two gulps with very little hefsik in between.
Is that going to be a shir kadesh dias kos if you're going?
If you're drinking it, you continue to drink it. So that's mustam kadesh dias revius. But again, so do we have the share? We have.
What's nikkur masachas?
You don't stop a meal. You're just drinking, yeah. Okay. Now by matzah, it's kedai to prepare. It's kedai to prepare if you have a lot of people for sure to prepare before the seder bags or to prepare. Half a zaysin. Why am I saying half a zaysin? Because for we said the Mishabrus Achro is that for the rice you should eat. The Mishabrus Achro is that for the rice you should go with the bigger share, like the tzlach, the bigger share. For the rabban you go with the smaller share. So for Maitzi Matzah, over there you would eat two of your half of what you're calling half a zaysin. For Kairach and for Kairach one. And afikaimin, there's another reason to eat two. L'chatchila to eat two. One for a zecha for the Pesach, one for a zecha for the matzah that they eat with the Pesach.
You make half a zeisim, half a
pesach. Call it what you want. I'm saying, the Mishmur says you should be machra for the tzlach, right? So tzlach is a big zeis, right? So if I make what the share of a big zeis, if I make half of those, two half of those. So then for Maitzi Matzah, I'll eat two of those. For Kairach, I'll eat one of those small shear. You know, it's like this. There's the big share and small share. Make bags of the small share. For Maitzi Matzah, you'll eat two of the small share. For Kairach, you'll eat one bag. For Afikayim and Lechatchila, you'll eat two of these small shearim for one of two reasons. Either because the Mishabur says there's an Indian to eat the Chatzchila once as a Zecha for the Pesach, once for a Zecha for the matzah that was eaten with the Pesach. And also, if on the Tzadah, this is your Kiyim, according to some Rishonim, this is where you're being Kaimi Mitzvah's matzah, so then you'll have also the bigger share, because you're eating two Zeisim. Okay, you don't have to eat four. Two of these small share will be enough. Now, what are the Shurim? What? But the Maisha the Tzlach ends up saying you should double it. But Maisha took on it's a little less. Okay, so like this. If you have ham matzah, be'erech, on the average ham matzah, a quarter of the ham matzah is the small shear, and a half a ham matzah is the bigger shear. Quarter of the ham, most ham matzahs, more or less, a quarter is the small share, and half is the bigger share.
What are the numbers of grams?
In grams, the numbers will be.
Scale.
11 grams.
Four
grams.
Yeah.
22
grams.
Fine. You'll come back to me. I'll tell you. I'll give it to you. Fine.
What does it help to know a quarter or half? 24. End of the day, how do you?
27 or 22.
How does it help to know? How does it help to know that it's a quarter or half? You might say you're gonna have to measure it.
Why are you gonna have to measure it?
A quarter is gonna be enough.
That's what I'm telling you. On an average matzah, if you use a quarter, will be enough. And a half will be for the big shit. If you worry, it's add a little. I'm just saying, at the state that you're not sitting there with your scale and measuring the matzah or before you. If you more or less crack it to that amount, you'll get it. Yeah.
That's by volume or by weight?
This is by volume. The weight might be a little more, right? Okay, now.
Would you be able to weigh on a scale on Shabbos?
Yeah, medida for mitzvah is mutter. Medida for mitzvah is mutter. Right, can't be electric. Okay, now I wanted to mention that going back to wine, should a person look for dafka wine? Should a person dafka drink wine or not? So here the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishein eshes the yayim p'nei shemazikei, someone who does not drink wine because it will be mazikim, or he's soinei, or it really doesn't sit well with him. So he has to push himself to drink it. L'kayim mitzvahs arva kaisis. Now, what does this mean? Well, what's the get to this? So says the Mishmur, someone who's going to be nafal l'mishkav, someone who's going to be out of commission, if he drinks that one or two cups of wine, is just going to knock him out, or he's not going to be able to focus on the Seder. So then says Mishmur is pashat, he's pata from drinking wine. Does not have to drink wine. But what about someone who gets a headache from it? So this, Rav Moshe held that he is chayav to drink wine. He should drink wine. And he brings a raya from a Gemara, and it's also Yerushalmi and Shkalim, that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy used to drink wine lel Pesach, and he would have headaches from Pesach until Shavuos. He would have to wrap his head with bandages, and he drank. So you see, from the even though you can get a headache, you have to drink wine. Many, many other Peskim, Chazanish, Briskirov, Mishnah Brura, are all Mavur, and some of them, they themselves did not drink wine. They drank grape juice. And one of Rav Moshe's Iker Tainas of this why you should drink wine is because the Gemara is Mavur that there's an Indian of Cheres. And wine is Cheres. Drinking wine is Derech Cheres. What? Yeah, that's what Rav Moshe was saying. It's Derech Cheres. It may not be Cheres for you, but this is Derech Cheres. And Chazal will convey you should do it on Derech Cheres. However, many of the other Achranim did not learn like that. They learned that if it's going to give you a headache, then you should not do it. And the raya from Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy is not a solid raya, because bizman hagemara, that's all they had, because the harvest of grapes is in Elul, and in order for the grape juice to stay grape juice by Nisan, you need to make it into wine, otherwise it would spoil. They didn't have preservatives and things that we have nowadays. So pshat was, it's not clear that Rav Yehuda bar Eloy had a choice. Pashas, he didn't have a choice. It was a choice of wine or bread. So on that, the Mishmur Rei speaks out that even though Shabbos and Yontif, someone who would get a headache from wine should make Kiddush on bread. But over here, since there's a din that each person should drink Arba Kaisos, so even though you can get a headache, drink Arba Kaisos.
And he diluted it.
Who?
Those days also
said he didn't dilute it. But still, he got a headache from it, because diluting only helps like this. When we talk about wine, if someone wants to drink kind of wine, he can use grape juice, but he has to put in enough wine that has an alcohol taste to it. So if you split it half-half, it will still be, it could be, you could even go further, depending on how strong the wine is. But as long as it still has an alcohol taste to it, that'll be fine, yeah.
It wasn't shy to get grape juice. Why nowadays wouldn't it be? We make a gefen on grape juice. Why can't we drink grape juice?
Why?
Because why can't you? Yeah.
So that's what these places can hold. You could. These places can hold even chatchili. Yeah. The reason why I didn't say it was because the mice. If you have the shita of Moshe, it doesn't hurt you to drink wine. So why not drink wine?
You can use a small share.
That's right, Adrava. If a person, now the cleric goes like this, is it better that I should I should have the chazanish size kais, so I have the big share kais, but I'm only going to drink roiv the kais, or get a smaller kais and drink the whole kais. Right? So I mean, if I get the smaller kais, I'm not getting the chazanish share kais, or even roiv revias, but at least I'm even kaim it to it full with all the hidurim. But if I go for the bigger share, I can't drink the whole thing. I'm only going to drink roiv of a revias or roiv the kais. So I'm not getting, but I'm getting somewhat of the chazanish share. We don't say rubik kikuli over here. I mean, pashtas, the metzias, we don't say. You didn't drink it. If you need to drink kula, it's not going to be rubik kikuli.
Isn't kais the rabbanon to eat a small share?
Say though, I'm asking if someone could get the bigger share, should he do that or not? Halacha l'maisa, when we have a psak and we have a minig like Rav Avraham Chaim Noah's share, therefore, if by using Rav Avraham Chaim Noah's share, you'll get in the most mahuddidik way of doing it, with kol hakais, then that's what you should do. Now, the wine itself, Mechaber brings a mitzvah lachza achigayin edayin to look for red wine. Im ein halavim meshuvach mimene, unless he knows that there's a white wine, which is more meshuvach to him. The inyan of red wine is for one of two reasons, either because there's a pasuk in Mishlei, al teiri yayin kis adim, so you see the cheshivas of wine is red, or because the zecha for the children that Pare shechted in Mitzrayim. But again, if Yayin Lovin tastes better to him, or sits better by him, then you should drink Yayin Lovin. The Maisa Lovin Pashtas means white like milk. Therefore, all our wines will not have a din of Yayin Lovin, we'll have a din of Yayin Edin. There's some redness to all wines. Even the yellowish has some something to it. That's the Pashtas. Is there an Indian to dye with red wine? The place can take on that, then no. For sure, not according to the reason about Terry Yankees. I think that's the chashivs of the wine inside the wine, not because you made it red.
What was Zecher?
Zecher, maybe, yeah, but for some reason, you don't have to make it so crazy.
Do you need to put the red in first? Do you need to put the red wine in first?
So that's a good question. That's a chashav. It's a good question. Stomach's better too at the night of Pesach. Even though I normally would tell you not to, but here where you're doing it goofy for the color, so it's more of an issue, and therefore it's better to do it that way.
Is it subjective, disliking? I mean, if I like my wine better, but it's a worse wine.
Yeah.
So you need to get good wine for Pesach.
So you need to get good wine, right?
No, I'm saying specifically for the chaisos that you should get a...
More than just red.
What?
More than just red.
I hear. Okay. Let's just see one more. If there's another point here. For those that negate, women are also chayiv in dalak kaisis, but women for sure can drink grape juice. Man, he's dainty. The whole inyan of chayrus doesn't apply to women. Before Kadesh, we'll just end off with this. Before Kadesh, the person should have 5 kavanas. What are they? Kavanah number 1 is, they be in the midst of Kiddush. Kiddush, yeah, it's Kiddush. Kavanah number 2 is, that this is the first of the 4 kaisis, the mitzvah drabanan of Arba kaisis. The 3rd kavan is, that according to many Rishayim, the Avudram, the Rif, the bracha on the mitzvah of CPT Sinsayim is Kiddush. So with Kiddush, you'd be mevarach, you're making the bracha. This is the Bechas HaMitzvah for CBC's Mitzrayim. You got it to Levincha. The 4th kavan is that the Shagis Ayeh, the Chaznish, bring down that with the Kais, you'd be kind of the Mitzvah Simchas Yantav, drinking Yayin. Kind of the Mitzvah Simchas Yantav, which is also a derisive Mitzvah, possibly. Ein Simchal Bebasav Yayin. Right? And the 5th kavana is that if you'll want to drink between the 2 kaises, this bracha of Bari Pei Hagafen, Shepat, you're drinking between the 2 kaises. Why? Because there's a big machlek Rishayim, if during Haggadah you're allowed to drink or not, and on the Tzadeh you're not allowed to drink, could be the agad, starting saying the agad itself is a hefsik and you lose your bracha. But the Mishbura brings down that if you mechaven beforehand that you might want to drink during the Haggadah, then you could drink during the Haggadah and you'll be patur with this bracha. What?
The woman needs a
right, it's also negated din of Haseba. The Maisa, tomorrow night, the item's going to Chasna. Yeah, the item's going to Abramowitz. Abramowitz is going to go for Chasna.
Either they're going to go Abramowitz
or not here. You're leaving already. Okay. Right. Okay, I have to stop now. But, what?
If there's an item,
so we'll speak about Dini Haseba and other Dini of the Seder. Because if the whole Indian is out to Kheiris, the women are about to Kheiris. Because just like we find out that Simchas Yontif, women don't drink wine, they don't get Simcha from wine. So Derek Kheiris has to do with Simcha.
Oh,
but the idea of Davka wine according to a Mesh is because there's an Indian of Kheiris.
I feel like she was mad for me.
Thank you. That's why I'm grabbing one. I give you this.